It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Friday morning. Oh, man, it's so good to see you. Hey, we're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and we got Pork Chop. We got intern Chloe Money, Live the Web Girl, using a vacation day. We hope she has herself a wonderful, wonderful weekend. How's everybody doing that's here?
Good. It is Friday. If you're listening, congratulations. You have made it to the weekend. This is the best part of the weekend, I think, because the whole weekend is in front of us.
Yeah, I'm not even complaining. I know my weekend, like tonight and tomorrow, is already gone moving, but it should be concluded. I won't be fully unboxed, but boy, I spent like 6 hours yesterday just boxing the remaining things up, because it's a process when you got like glass and fragile things to do that. But the movers come today. It's a weird thing where I lied and said this, because the movers have a window and they're going to show up between like 2 hours. Then the person that's changing over our internet and TV, they have like a 3-hour window where they could be there, and you're supposed to be there at both places.
Adulting is so fun.
I'm like, yeah, I'll be there, because Lindsay's like, oh, we'll have to reschedule the appointment. I'm like, I'm not waiting 2 weeks for internet. We are going to be there. I'll make sure I'm there when the guy starts, and then I'm going to leave. What's he going to do? Leave the house?
Right.
He's not going to leave. There's nothing to steal. So go ahead. Do your best, cable guy.
Yeah, that's true.
But I stayed up, I think, again last night until about 11:30. So I'm a little tired, but I haven't had coffee yet, so I'll be okay.
Okay.
What about you?
Okay, so last night, I was with my little Lucy, and I'm like, Lulu, where are you? Because I was making macaroni and cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, Lulu, and it's ready. And she's like, I find her crying in her room, under her little desk, under her art desk. And she's bawling. And I was like, Lulu, what's wrong? And she's just like hysterically crying. And I said, what happened? And she's like, Mommy, I got scammed. And I was like, you got scammed? I was like, and then she's like, uncontrollably, like I was like, calm down. I can't even understand. Like, to the point she was like, almost going to throw up. And I was like, what is going on? Calm down. So basically, in a nutshell, she's playing this game on her tablet where her character, they have like little characters and they make their little lives, whatever. And she had this bee. They all have pets, and she had this like unique pet. Anyway, long story short, you can't chat with strangers, but you can trade things. So basically, someone that she didn't know was offering, she believed them, and they said they'd power up her like thing, her bee that she was so excited, and they stole it, and then they left the game. So this is like a fourth grade drama. So they stole, but you have to pay real money to get these pets. And like a friend gave it to her. So she was devastated, and she didn't understand how they agreed to a trade and that there's evil people in the world. So this was a great life lesson. This was like an hour long.
Is it Pokemon Go by any chance?
No, it's called Bit something. But what happened was someone said, hey, let's trade. And she went through the trade. And then the other person was a bad person and then left the game, took her stuff and left. And now she can't get it back. And so I took this as an opportunity when she calmed down. I said, Lulu, I want you to know, one, we don't trust strangers. You don't trust people you don't know. There's good people in the world and there's bad people in the world. And she's like, but Mommy. I mean, she was devastated. This went on forever and ever. And so I had to tell her, this is a great life example. You don't trust people you don't know. And there's, like I said, and then we went through karma, because she was like, it's just not fair, you know. And I said, you know, something bad's going to happen to that person, because when you put good in the world, good things happen, and bad people that do bad things, they get theirs in the end, so you don't have to worry about it.
I honestly thought when you said she was scanning, like somebody called her and said, hey, you are a finalist for a car.
Yeah. I used that as an example. In our Fuller House moment, I said, producer Pork Chop got a call, and really, they're probably just stealing his information.
Way to go, poor chap. You're a life lesson.
So bless her heart. She can't get this B. And I'm like, I'm not putting money into this game. I said so. But now we don't trust people, even that they seem nice until you know them.
Tell her.
Because you don't know their intention.
I'll catch her a real B in the spring and I'll put it in a little glass jar.
She's like, but it's so unique, mommy. I'll never get it back. How could they do that?
Oh, that I mean, I'm laughing. That does suck. I feel so bad for her.
I mean,
her
in a little nine-year-old's world.
It's the biggest thing ever. It's like, I don't want to ever go to school again. Like, life, I just want to cry. Totally
like,
get
did
that.
You collect baseball cards as a kid or anything?
I did for a little bit, but I know what you're saying. It seems so insignificant, but it's like, that is the biggest thing to her. And I was like, you don't understand.
So, yeah, it's like, you were going to do a trade, and I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And you gave me, like, your most beloved card, and then I just ran away with it. You would be devastated.
And you know you would, because, like, Joe's too slow to catch me. Was it so a fellow student or just a rando? She never knows.
Just a rando. Okay. We couldn't even report them in the game because they just like totally disappeared.
Dang.
I know. Bless her heart. But she discovered there are bad, untrustworthy people in the world. And that was the big lesson of yesterday.
So, Chaps, you were telling me about a new game you're playing about how you got this cool bumblebee. How's that going?
Oh, yeah. Because that's what I do. No, I was playing a game last night. I was playing Family Feud Trivia.
Because
I do that every Thursday night. And my team was doing terrible. We were like in ninth place for most of the game. And then at the very end, we ended up tied for third place, but you have to do a tiebreaker. So we did the tiebreaker and got third place.
Nice.
Yeah, one of the questions that we would have gotten first if we listened to my boyfriend, but we didn't listen to him. The question was, name a state that starts with M.
Minnesota.
Oh, no, I would have went with either Missouri.
Michigan.
No, hold on. Yeah, there's Missouri, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, Maine.
Maryland.
Yeah.
So what would you pick?
The most popular answer?
The
survey says.
I would have went with Michigan.
I also went with Michigan, but neither of those were the number one answer. Number one answer was Montana, which my boyfriend said. He said Montana. We're all like, you're crazy. Like, what's the biggest city there? Like,
that's
Billings?
So dumb. You're crazy. Oh, you're right.
Yeah. So we would have gotten first, $50, but instead we won the tiebreaker for third. So that was fun.
I did not know you won money at these.
Oh, yeah. Well, you win real money.
Dang.
Yeah, like $5. It's awesome.
$10. So one time we won 50. Won 50 a lot. That's
first
place.
My wife was there, we did. All right. Hey. That sounds awesome. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, how Will Ferrell ruined Christopher Walken's life and the mugshot that has gone viral. Cannot believe it. He got a DUI.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, it is tea time, your Friday edition. Kicking things off with Billie Eilish. She sat down with Jimmy Kimmel to talk about her 6 Grammy nominations.
As cool as everything else is, it's like the Grammys. You know what I mean? Like, that's I've watched that every single year of my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, judging all the girls' ugly dresses. But that's like every year my family and me, we would all sit in the living room, watch the Grammys. Like, we never missed it. So
yeah.
The fact that I'm the same like little girl watching that in my living room, and then I'm still in that same living room like being nominated for 6, like, what is that?
Oh, that's so cool. I keep forgetting she's 17 years old. Like, how crazy is that?
Trust me, I know.
She's also the big one, of course. She's nominated for Record of the Year for Bad Guys. She's definitely going to pick up a few of those. OMG, Sam Hunt, what? Okay, here's the deal. He got a DUI. He was arrested. I saw this mugshot and I'm like, is this serious? Is this for real? But he was driving under the influence. He was caught in Nashville. The authorities say he had a lot of trouble staying in the lane and he was stopped. He had bloodshot, watery eyes. His alcohol level was way past. It was 0.173. He was arrested.
Whoa, that's like, is that double or triple the...
Definitely 0.08
doubled. Is what it is, so...
0.173 was what he was
slightly
at.
Slightly over doubled.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Dude, yeah, he was set for bond, $2,500, which he, of course, posted, was released from jail. His court date has been set for January 17th. Don't do it. Just don't drink and drive. I mean, he can afford A limo driver?
Everybody
on,
can
dude.
Afford transportation.
Everyone can afford an
and
Uber.
And even if you can't walk, it doesn't matter if you got the money or not. Don't drink and drive.
I mean, if you can't, or like, you can't afford it. I mean, look at this. You got to post bail. Then it's going to be a nightmare for you. So just don't ever drink and drive. Will Ferrell is laughing, telling the story of how Christopher Walken said, "Dude, you've ruined my life."
But here's the crazy thing. So I go to see Christopher Walken years later in a play. I say hello to him backstage, and he's like, "You know, you've ruined my life." People during the curtain call bring cowbells and ring them. The other day, I went for an Italian food lunch, and the waiter asked if I wanted more cowbell with my pasta bolognese. And I think he was really mad at me.
That's so funny. More cowbell! Well, more Frozen is what everyone's saying. Today is the day. The wait is over. I think I'm more excited than my little girl. Frozen 2 is out.
Kristoff, can I borrow your wagon? And Sven?
I'm not very comfortable with the idea of that.
You are not going alone. Anna? No, I have my powers to protect me. You don't.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend, and I did it all without powers. So, you know, I'm coming.
Me too. I'll drive.
I'll bring the snacks!
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited! It runs 1 hour and 43 minutes. If you're going to check it out today or over this weekend, I would highly recommend getting your tickets in advance, because obviously it's going to be very, very popular.
Everybody's going to be eating their turkey and then seeing Frozen 2.
Yes, honey, I can't wait.
All right, yeah. Hopefully you enjoy just as much. You can give us an update. We look forward to that. Hey, good morning. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Coming up, we still got Joe's Need to Know News. We also have Song of the Day, and intern Chloe Money will be taking part of that because, well, we got Liv the Web Girl doing a little vacay day today. So, as a matter of fact, instead of Liv's Sports Minute, it's intern Chloe's Sports Minute. Here we go.
Liv's Sports Minute.
Intern Chloe.
Chloe Money,
ahead.
Yes.
So, in the world of football, Houston Texans have retaken the lead. Retaken? Yes, the lead in the AFC South last night at the Open Week 12, and they defeated the Colts. The final score was 20-17.
Good game, though. I didn't watch it, so I'm asking you guys.
I watched it. I mean, like, I'm kind of rooting for the Colts. But I don't know. I felt like the Colts could have won the game, and they didn't. But yeah. I don't know. It was a back-and-forth one, so it was interesting. It was interesting. One of our big bosses heard the rap yesterday with me and Lenny Bree and said, "I think you jinxed the Colts." So now I kind of feel responsible for their loss.
Yeah, way to go, dang. Joe.
Sorry. My bad. What else is happening, Chloe Money?
A little callback to last week. The Cleveland Browns defensive end, Myles Garrett, he has an indefinite suspension for smashing the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph over the head with his helmet. They went to court about it, and the decision was upheld yesterday. The appeals officer said that the severe penalty on Garrett was a fair choice.
Yes, that was so crazy.
It
could
was
you
very
imagine
violent.
Being like in the audience? Like, that never happens to sporting events I go to. Not that I condone violence, but it would be exciting to watch, but he should
It'd
not
be cool.
have done
like,
that.
I was there when the guy ripped his helmet off and hit him in the head.
I always want to see like a fight, even though it's
like
not
in India. I think it was just in Indianapolis, Indiana. Actually, it happened in Detroit, but it was the Pacers versus the Pistons 15 years ago this week. They called it the Malice at the Palace because that's where the sporting event arena was called. And Ron Artest got a cup thrown on him by a fan. He runs up into the stands, Chloe, starts swinging on fans.
That was 15 years ago.
Yes.
Crazy. Insane.
I just started working in radio around that time.
I was 6.
All right. Well, hey, what else is happening?
A woman by the name of Carly Lloyd, she's a U.S. women's soccer star. She is seriously considering pursuing an NFL kicking career once she's finished doing the 2020 Olympics.
Wow.
Yeah. She did a video that went viral for kicking a 55-yard field goal.
That makes sense.
It'd be interesting to see. It's one thing to do it like just like a regular kick, but when you're in pads in the game, like, boy, that's scary.
That's true. With
people coming at you trying to break you into a little piece.
But she could be breaking the mold here.
Yeah.
I love it.
Basketball. The Pacers are set to play the Orlando Magic tomorrow at 7 p.m. And then on Monday, they're going to play the Memphis Grizzlies. Houston Rockets will be playing the Clippers tonight.
Ooh.
Victor Oladipo. Did I say his name?
Yes.
Yes. Look yes. At you.
He is recovering because he had a knee surgery on his right knee. The Pacers haven't really talked about if he's 100%, but he did go through full court practice on Thursday without restrictions, which sounds good.
Yes.
Okay, I want to know, is he the masked singer or not, Chloe?
Oh, yeah, that's the big question.
I think so.
Yeah, I do too.
Pacers have like 8 different players who are injured.
Well, that's great.
Does that sound right?
Well, it doesn't sound good.
Doesn't sound good.
We have nobody to play. They're asking Porkchop to come do tryouts.
Dunking on people.
Charles Barkley, does that sound familiar to him?
Yes.
Oh, yes, so yeah. Charles.
He is taking some heat because he told a reporter that if he hit someone, he'd hit her.
Yes, we're going to actually talk about this coming up later in the show.
Is it ever okay for a man to hit a woman?
No, and he should not have said that.
And he said that she couldn't take a joke, like it was a joke.
Yeah, she's being a little sensitive.
No, what a dum-dum. In the climate we live in now, are you freaking kidding me?
It wasn't cool.
Well, that's anyway. The whole point, but okay.
Baseball, the National Baseball Hall of Fame on Monday released their 2020 ballot. And the headliner, who's first time eligible, his name is Derek Jeter.
Jeter?
Jeter, that's
yes.
it.
Yes.
I love intern Chloe's sports
yes,
minute.
Honey.
There's like another list of notable first timers for the ballot. I'm probably going to get their names wrong too, but do you want to hear them?
Yes, yeah. That's the best part. Go
Jason
ahead.
Jason Giambi.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Giambi, yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Alfonso Soriano.
Yes.
Yes.
Bobby Abreu.
Yeah.
Abreu.
Yeah.
And Paul Konerko.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the sports.
There we go.
Yes.
That is intern Chloe's Sports Minute.
Killed it.
All right. Good job. Joe's need to know news. Here we go. Okay, well. Last night, depending on where you're listening to Joe McKenzie, it was a great football game or it was terrible. If you're in Houston, Texas on 92.1 radio now, well, it was a good night. The Texans beat the Colts 20-17.
But if you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, wah-wah, we were not happy.
Nope. The Texans now take the lead in the AFC South. They got a game lead over the Colts. Well, yeah, because they got that win. A big storm in the central U.S. could wreak havoc on travel in the days before Thanksgiving. On Tuesday into Wednesday, there is a potential of heavy snows and winter-like travel conditions with sustainable delays to spread from Colorado and New Mexico to parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan.
When is this? Oh, sorry.
You okay
my computer is like going rogue and I don't even know.
Yeah, mute that thing. Come on.
But what? Okay, what days? Because I'm traveling, so I'm a little concerned.
They're saying that before Thanksgiving on Tuesday into Wednesday, there is a potential heavy snow and winter-like conditions.
Okay.
So, heading up when I think most people would probably be hopping on a plane and traveling, that's when you want to be careful if you're heading in that way. The storms, I guess they kind of hit the worst time, they're saying, to hit the roads too, which is a Wednesday afternoon when everybody's driving. So just be careful out there. Christmas trees, they're expected to be pricier this year. There was a dry, hot summer in 2017 and 18, and I guess it really devastated a lot of young trees in Oregon and Northern Carolina, where the heavy rains throughout the last year damaged supply also in Missouri. So it's going to lead to a shortage of Christmas trees, which means, hey, more money if you want one. That's why I always go with fake.
Yeah. I decided since my ex has my beautiful big Christmas tree that I love, I'm going to get a really cool girly one. I'm getting a Tiffany blue Christmas tree. And then, because it goes with the theme of my place. And then Lulu and I just planned it out yesterday. I'm going to do like white lights and just do it up total fun Tiffany blue.
That's a whole argument we had the other day about, do you do like the colored lights or you do white lights? I'm colored lights. You got to do color, but some people love the white lights.
Yeah, I think it just depends. I like white lights because I think they're elegant.
Snowy?
Yeah.
Okay. This story, I know it sounds gross, but could you guys imagine? Like, this is truly amazing. Men and women that are doctors, nurses, and surgeons blow my mind. This story, a doctor saved a man's life aboard a flight by sucking the urine from his bladder for almost 40 minutes straight. Listen to
Wait,
what happened.
Oh, my
what
gosh.
What happened?
Listen, you say like, hey, pork chop, if a snake bit me, would you suck the poison out? This guy, yeah, he had an emergency. The medical emergency broke out on a China Southern Airlines flight to New York City. Luckily, there was a surgeon on board, and he quickly determined that the man had around a liter of urine trapped in his bladder, but wasn't able to go to the bathroom. He then rigged up the device together using the materials that were available to him. What is this guy, NASA? Including a portable oxygen mask, a syringe needle, straws from milk boxes, and tape. The surgeon spent the next 37 minutes sucking the urine out of the bladder and spitting it into an empty wine bottle in a glass.
So he made like a human catheter, basically.
Yes.
In the sky. He's like the MacGyver.
You owe this guy your life. That.
Oh, dude. My gosh. He does owe him like millions of dollars. Ooh, are you kidding me?
I hope they at least upgraded him to first class if he wasn't already there.
Oh, that makes me so want to throw up.
But that is truly amazing, is it not?
Yeah.
Guys, that's amazing to me that somebody sucked the guy.
Like a stranger.
Yes, that's amazing. I wouldn't even do that for my wife. Oh. I love her, but would you do that for your daughter?
I think
yeah,
you would.
For my daughter, of course.
Okay, for your ex?
Next question.
Okay. Oh, apparently, by the way, if you think it's okay to kid around at work and say funny things that are popular, you might want to be careful because that could cost you your job.
I am here for this. What can you not call your coworkers?
An older coworker, you can't say the popular saying right now, okay, boomer, as in like, you know, baby boomer. No, it's
who says that?
Everyone who's young.
Yeah. Oh, is Mackenzie a boomer
what?
Now? Oh, careful. I don't want to get fired.
No.
I've heard it everywhere.
It's such a meme culture thing to say.
Okay, you might be, you might be
a
really
boomer?
Old.
But yeah. I've never called.
A baby boomer.
Like, that means you were
That's
born
like
in the 60s,
my parents,
60s,
dude.
Right?
Okay, well,
I'm
older
an 80s
people,
baby.
Older people sometimes like, oh, these millennials, they don't want to do anything except for live in the basement and play video games and hook up on their Tinders. That's why, like, sometimes instead of getting crap from the older generation, like when they'll say that stuff about millennials, people nowadays are like, okay, boomer, as a joke.
I just have never heard anyone say that to anybody.
Oh, it's very popular. It's trending everywhere. Yeah. But
like, no one's ever.
Mackenzie's getting kind of old, guys.
No, I'm saying nobody greets someone or talks to them. I've never heard anyone.
No, they don't
in
say
this
it.
Office.
It's like you say something if you were an older
it's like
person.
Derogatory.
Yeah, I get it.
And I'm like, okay,
but you
boomer.
Said you can't say this to someone at work. So
you
it's
can't
not like
because there's a thing. It's you're creating a hostile work environment, Mackenzie.
It's like saying okay, oldie.
Yeah, it's like I'm saying that I've never heard someone say "sup, boomer." Like no one does that.
Are you arguing the validity of okay, boomer that people aren't doing it right now because they are?
No.
I'm telling you they are, and I don't want you to get fired.
I meant addressing people like that.
No, but I'm saying it's more of like an argument with somebody. It's like, okay, boomer. Like that's like you're kind of like blank you kind of a thing.
Got it.
And they're saying it's age discrimination going all the way back to 1967. And you think, okay, if that's how it is, did you know that the older people, the boomers, could say like something like, oh, Mackenzie, you're just a dumb millennial, or you millennials. They can't get in trouble for that.
What?
It's weird, right? Like a double standard, but they can't. So, you got old people at your work. I'm sure they're not listening to our show.
Actually, they might be.
Hey, boomers.
No.
You're going to get in trouble.
No, I think it's actual coworkers. I can insult listeners. Our bosses don't like it, but I can do that. I'm just saying, don't say, okay, boomer, if you want to keep your job and you got people that you think might be old working with you.
I like being in the middle. I like being an 80s baby. Because I'm not like, I don't know, I hate millennial like 20-somethings that are know-it-alls but really have no life experience and don't know what they're talking about. And then older people, you know, obviously need to get with the time. So I think being in the middle is perfect.
Okay, that is what you call Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at joemackenzie.com. Oh boy, oh boy, we have made it to my favorite part of the show. Song of the day. Yeah! All right, now here's the deal. We got myself Joe. Mackenzie, are you here?
Present.
Okay, we've got producer Port Chapa. And we have intern Chloe Money, who, by the way, loves Song of the Day, I hear.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and you're filling in for Liv, taking a little vacation day today. Mm-hmm. Hope she's having herself a nice little weekend. So the category today, if you didn't know, you're about to know, is a very good one. I like it. It is songs that mention food.
We're having fun. Obviously, Thanksgiving is upon us, less than a week away. So we're like, hey, let's do this.
So I would like to go to producer Porkchop and have him kind of kick off today. What song are you going to go with that mentions food? I mean, it just has to be like one word even. It's really open. What do you got?
Well, I'm originally from New Jersey, and saltwater taffy is huge in New Jersey.
Okay.
Also, I graduated high school in 2006, and this song hit number one on the charts in 2006. So, you know, it's a song that resonates very closely to me. I mean, not really, but it's a good song. And also, this song was one of the first songs to be most popularly legally downloaded, and it was also one of the first songs to be popular for ringtones. That's Laffy Taffy by D4L.
I'm looking for Mrs. Bubblegum. I'm Mr. Chico Stick. I wanna cause you so thick. Girls call me Jolly Rancher.
I thought they said a bad word for a second.
What do you think they said?
Chico Stick?
Yeah, but it wasn't. They said Chico Stick, but I thought they said
something.
What
did you think they said?
The
it's
D
okay.
Word.
It's just us on the radio.
I've only ever heard that song on TikTok. It's like a TikTok.
Oh, yeah,
song.
TikTok.
Yeah.
All right. We're showing our age here. Love it. Myself, Joe, what did I go with? I went with a song which I honestly think will win today because it's a really good one. I think people are going to want to hear this heading into the weekend. One of my favorite foods in the style I prefer it. It's by the Zac Brown Band, Chicken Fried.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio.
Go. I'm loving that one. All right, let's go to Mackenzie. What do you got? The okay. category is songs that mention food.
This was actually pretty tough to choose, but I'm like, what should I do? It's Friday. Everybody needs to pick me up, get hyped for their weekend. So I chose DNCE, a little cake by the ocean.
You know what I'm a chick.
I'm nope. kidding. I just want to hear that again. Okay.
Love that.
Intern Chloe Money.
Yes.
You don't often get to come on for Song of the Day, and when Mm-mm. you do, it's a big chance to shine on the stage and at the very least, hopefully do better than Pork Chop.
Well, I've won 2 out of the 3 times I've done this, so.
Get it, girl.
Wow.
Fingers crossed. Yes.
Very humble. Okay. What is your song today?
My song is by probably one of the most influential bands of all time, a band near and dear to my country, the oh. Beatles. It's their song, Glass Onion.
All right. Well, I know I won't be in last today, so thank you, Chloe.
Oh, you're so mean. We never get to play the Beatles.
That is true.
It's so good.
There are a lot of good ones. I wanted to go with Green Onions, which is a very good song, which is kind of like an instrumental, but I knew that would get no votes. Now, listen, the voting is up to you right now, so anybody could technically win. Let's do it. If you want to vote for Pork Chop, it's Laffy Taffy by D4L. If you want to vote for myself, Joe, I had Chicken Fried by the Zac Brown Band. Mackenzie went with Cake by the Ocean by DNCE. And intern Chloe Money went with Glass Onion by the Beatles. Everybody thinks Song of the Day is easy and fun. It's actually not, and
it's not fun?
I think it is.
No, well, not
when you win.
Not when you get calls like we just did on the complaint line. We had somebody say, hey, I decided not to vote today. I'm like, why? It's because Liv's on vacation. Like, why? It's like, well, you guys didn't pick Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
Peanut Butter Jelly Time. Peanut Butter Jelly.
And
peanut
that
butter
is a
jelly.
Good call.
Peanut Butter
we,
Jelly with
we
a baseball
overlooked
bat.
That. Dang it.
Didn't overlook it. You only have so many choices. I mean, come on. What are we going to do? All right. The votes are coming in. Now they're closed. So let me remind you of what you could have voted for today if you voted by texting the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Pork Chop. He had Laffy Taffy by D4L. Very good song. I wouldn't be disappointed if that won today. Myself, Joe, figured, you know what? Perfect song to kick off the weekend. The Zac Brown Band, Chicken Fried.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night.
Yeah, then we had Mackenzie. She went with Cake by the Ocean by DNCE. And we had intern Chloe Money today doing her thing, bragging about how she's won 2 out of 3 times. She went with Glass Onion, which, by the way, I never heard the song before, by the Beatles. Okay, so.
Would you say a boomer might like that song?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely a band of the baby boomer
age. But interesting, not even millennial. Mm-hmm. Chloe, the 21-year-old, picked that.
Yeah. If I win, thank you.
I love that you know who the Beatles are, because lots of times people in this room are like, I don't know who that is.
They're a national treasure for my people, so.
Yeah, you have to hang on to them. Yes. Your people don't have a lot, but you do have the Beatles, which is pretty good. All right, well, the voting is now in. Poor Chop, switching headphones to get serious now. He has his radio headphones on.
Coming in last place. With a measly 7% of the vote.
Oh.
Intern Chloe.
No.
Dang it.
Okay, hit the wrong button.
Is that Sarah
McLachlan?
Yeah. I love that song.
His arms of an angel. I meant to hit, but it was right next to it.
Dang.
I had sad.
That worked.
There you go. Either one's good for what happened to you.
Coming in third place. With a measly 15% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Dang it, I thought I had a chance.
Yeah, I thought your song was pretty good too. I'm surprised it beat out one of these top two.
Joe's.
We'll see.
Do people want to hear country this morning?
Ooh.
Or do they want to hear a throwback hip-hop song?
I think Zach Brown Band won, but I have no idea.
With 30% of the vote, it's a decent amount.
Well, that's a lot.
Coming in second place.
They should be proud of themselves.
Joe Pesh.
Oh!
But with 46% of the vote in first place, me, Porkchop, Laffy Taffy.
How are you so like downtrodden with a win? I don't feel like you really won.
Okay. Like, I won by, like, over 60 votes.
That's crazy. Wow.
No, it's not crazy. It's a good song.
No, it is. Something's rigged.
No, it's not rigged. And my boyfriend, too, we talked about this. Like, it's a really... I gave you all the stats.
It is weird that, like, an alternate universe, like, Laffy Taffy beats Zach Brown
no,
fans.
What? I know, right? This is the same thing.
This is a top 40 radio station. That's why it won.
But Zach Brown Band's like a crossover.
No,
but
what? Chicken Fried?
You That's love that song,
I do
Chops,
love that song.
So don't give me that.
Yeah,
no, I didn't say I hate the song. I'm picking what the people like.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all are just so salty. Play the song,
no,
Joe.
All right, hey, your winner today before Porkchop assaults everybody at work and we die is D4L Laffy Taffy. Come on, Porkchop, get into it. Snap your fingers.
Woo!
Are you snapping them? There we go, good snap. Good snap. Hey, hey, hey. Porkchop, some people think you cheated. Mackenzie says that there is a hashtag for this.
There's a DM that just rolled in to @JoeAndMackenzie. It says rigged hashtag Taffygate.
Good, because I just screenshotted the results and I'm sending it to
That's
them.
From Bacon Disc Golf. It's from a fellow disc golfer.
I'm sending him right now. So, yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're going to prove it?
Yeah,
no, I honestly think there is. And listen, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist. Like, I'm really not. But I think something's going on. Yesterday, if you missed it, you could check it out at Joe Mackenzie. Just click on the podcast section. Me and our technical producer, Lenny Bree, we had a football freestyle. And he was cool, but he had an issue and he was offbeat. And it wasn't that good of a rap. But, I mean, that's what some people said, not me. Mine was incredible. I absolutely destroyed it. And the fact that
so
I rhymed McAfee, as in Pat McAfee, with catastrophe, some would say is amazing wordplay.
Did you send that to Pat?
I did not.
Send it to
Pat.
Me and I'll send it to Pat because
okay.
He would like that.
Well, that being said, I lost that. And then I lose today to Laffy Taffy.
I gave you all the stats, man.
Wow.
I know, but like... I'm just telling you what the people are saying so you're aware that
and
people are concerned.
I like Chicken Fried, by the way. I love the song.
You didn't say that like 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, I did. Mackenzie, didn't I
you
say
You pretty
that?
Much act like you were allergic
no,
to chicken.
I love that song.
Well, you were saying, no, but this, we play pop music, which we do, but also Zach Brown Band is one of those that's like a crossover. Like people that like that aren't straight hardcore country people, like everybody, not everybody, but most people like Zach Brown Band just because they're cool.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, hey.
Like across the country, Chicken Fried would have won.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying, for sure.
But in Pork Chop country, where there's a Laffy Taffy supply.
Mm-hmm. That was a nice though, Chops. I haven't heard that song forever. It's a bop, as Joe says.
When do you think whatever happened, like one day poor Chops just gonna yell at us and flip out? He's like gonna flip his computer like, I'm tired of you critiquing my wins.
I think it's just great vacation times coming up because I think we all need a break from each other.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look forward to going home tonight and eating some Laffy Taffy. No chicken. That's fried. Just big old plate of Laffy
Taffy.
You could
have had cake by the ocean. I'm going to have it anyway tonight.
or I could have had some glass onion, you know. Nobody minds their mouth bleeding.
You're having cake by the ocean tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I look up cake by the ocean on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, that's an Urban Dictionary thing. Hey, good morning, Joe McKenzie.
I meant like
Hold
real.
Hold on.
Like,
sure you don't.
Red Velvet.
Good morning.
To clarify that.
Why don't you ask the boomers?
Yeah, the boomers.
Say
why don't
what?
You ask the boomers?
Right on.
Oh.
Why don't you call Boomer from the Pacers and ask him?
This show's off the rails.
I don't know. That guy's on something besides Laffy Taffy. Either way, hey, man, you have a good weekend. Mackenzie. I don't know what's going on. I lost control of the show. 7:16, 16 Central.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, it is tea time. We just heard a little Billie Eilish. She's nominated for 6 Grammy Awards. She went over to Jimmy Kimmel, and it was so cute. She was talking to kids because her name of her album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? She's asking them about their dreams.
What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you in a dream?
Zombies attacked me.
Zombies?
Yes.
Did they get to you?
No.
So you fought them off?
Yes.
Dang. How'd you fight them?
I kicked their butts.
You kicked their butts? Literally their butts? You went boom into their butts? Did you knock them over?
Yes.
Dang.
Dang, that's so fun and so cute. I always forget that Billie Eilish is only 17 years old. So hopefully she will take a multiple Grammys, especially for Record of the Year. Moving on to Coldplay. Chris Martin says the band will not tour in support of their new album. If you haven't checked out their new single, Orphan, check it out. It's a great song. He says their tour needs to be more environmentally friendly.
Our dream is to have a show with no single-use plastic, to have it be largely solar-powered. So I think it's question of just accepting that you have to do your best, not to be too overzealous in criticizing others, because everyone will catch up if you prove that it's easy to do it the right way.
Okay, I don't think it's a bad idea to try to reduce your impact on the environment. I think it's a good idea. But that's bull that you're not going to tour until you come up with something sustainable. So what, 2 years from now, you don't have a plan? There's certain things you have to do.
Yeah.
Like most people have to fly. Or, you know what, they have boats. You want to do it, Chris? Get on a boat. Travel the world.
Chris Martin, though, I like his vision. Remember when he and Gwyneth Paltrow divorced? They called it unconscious uncoupling. Conscious uncoupling is what the term was.
I just had breakfast. Don't make me puke.
They're like next level. Someone has to be on the forefront. So I love Coldplay. Poor French Montana. He's been hospitalized in Los Angeles after suffering scary cardiac issues, intense nausea, and getting an unexpected visit from the cops. So here's what went down. Okay, French was rushed to the hospital by an ambulance about 1:30 yesterday afternoon. So law enforcement actually called to his Calabasas home for a possible robbery. Turns out it wasn't a robbery, but then they're like, hey, dude, are you okay? He was acting really abnormal. He had stomach pain, nausea, almost was throwing up. They were on high alert, so he was rushed to the hospital. He's got all these fluid IVs. He's expected to be okay, but they said he's just been traveling and been crazy, and he was just kind of on the brink.
Wow. All right, yeah, hopefully he'll recover and feel a little bit better. That's
also,
not good.
Also, could have been food poisoning. He says he may have been exposed to contaminated food in the Middle East, so he's blaming that as well.
That is my fear. Like, nobody wants food poisoning, but boy, I don't want it in another country.
Dude, we went on a cruise and we stopped in Belize for an excursion, and my parents are like, yeah, try it. I was like, ugh. I don't know. I think I saw the rice kind of moving. I was like, I'm good.
Mackenzie's like, I don't want the Belize blowout. I'm good.
I'm good. Maybe they have wonderful food. I don't know. Just, I always air
anywhere,
on the safe side.
I don't care. Like, I'm afraid to drink the water in any other country. Like, that's why, like, when I went to Ireland, all I did was drink Guinness.
Perfect. That was a good plan. Well, Pete Davidson of SNL, he seems to get all the lovely ladies. I mean, he's dated a few.
I understand people can be worried about STDs. You know, I get tested all the time because, you know, I look like I have all of them. And, yeah, and I might have created my own. But every single time, I pray that I only get the ones that you just mentioned, because you could just, you know, take a pill and keep, you know, rolling the dice. Yeah? Yeah, the flu could last like a month, but syphilis, it's like 4 days. Bring it on. Yeah?
Okay, a little word from him. He gets all these women, but he says he has a total man crush on Leonardo DiCaprio. And he's been crushing on him since, I don't know if you ever saw The Beach, like his back in the day Basketball Diaries and kind of Leo's first
movies. No, I didn't know.
Movies. You got to check those out. But he says he still has a crush on them. But he says straight guys tend to put me on edge. He doesn't feel comfortable and safe enough to be himself around them. He also looks like a Ken doll on the cover of Paper Magazine. This is the one where Kim K bared her booty. It was all controversial. She was popping champagne nude. So if you want to check out Pete Davidson, he is baring his front, but it's like a Ken doll, so you can't really see anything. So they're saying hashtag break the internet.
I thought he was just talking. Okay.
Trying to break the internet.
All right, Mackenzie, thank you so much. Coming up here on Joe and Mackenzie, we've got something we do. It's called Freak Show Friday. If you ever want to be on it, you can call us at 833-563-2539 or DM us Joe Mackenzie. And we're talking to Lydia.
Yes, Lydia. So here's the deal. She wants us to set her up for the weekend. She wants us to help her find a date, which we're happy to do. But she likes men of a certain kind.
Okay.
With a certain little something. Okay. Emphasis on little.
All right. Where are we going with this? Freak Show Friday. We'll find out in about 10 minutes. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Freak Show Friday. If you got something that's a little bit different, nothing wrong with that. We actually want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. You can also slide into our DMs, get your freak on that way, and producer Port Chop will set it up so we can talk to you this morning. I believe we have on Lydia. Hey, are you a freak or is it somebody that you know is a freak?
I think I am.
Ooh, girl. Okay, what is going on with you?
All right. Are you guys ready for this? So I am looking for a man, and I was wondering if you could help me find him.
Ooh, I love being Cupid. Go on.
So I typically like dark-haired men, and they got to have big hands, be really tall, but have teeny weeny.
Wait, what?
Hold on. Maybe her phone cut. I don't know if I heard that.
I heard the big hand, tall, dark, and handsome with big hands.
And what?
And teeny weeny.
Huh?
Yes. Okay. So I like little men because the fact is they try harder to compensate in bed. And I've been with large men, and like to be honest, it was kind of painful.
So you don't want like an average man, and you don't want a big man. You want a teeny weeny man.
Yes.
A short tort man.
Yes. I want a man hung like a hamster.
A hamster?
Hold on, now I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm going to Google. Hold on.
Hung like a hamster? Are you showing that on your work computer, Joe? That's going to come back to haunt you. You know so many teeny men are getting so excited right now. Their ears have perked up, girl.
Mackenzie.
It might sound crazy to you guys, but that's what I like.
Oh my God, I just saw a hamster wiener. Wow.
Joe's wallpaper is now hamster weenies.
So basically what I need you to help me find is a good looking dude with a small package who knows how to use it. And that is like my ideal guy. No biggie, no medium schmedium. I want him small, and I want it all.
Wow, girl. I do not think this is going to be hard to fulfill your order.
I always thought there was a deal breaker for women if the guy wasn't, not that they had to be like gargantuous, but if a guy was too small, I thought women would complain about that. Like average is totally fine, but and some girls like it bigger, but I always thought like if it was too small, like women would laugh at it and like, well, I don't, you know, it doesn't make me feel good. Like I'm confused.
No. Like give me a man with a micro peen. That micro peen. Yeah.
You are making so many like, men's day.
Like, is this like your bar routine? She's got like all these sayings. She's like, I want it all as long as it's small. And
yes.
But I do get what you what you're saying about maybe they do overcompensate and to please you because they're kind of like insecure about it. So I mean, that makes sense.
But that's just a good lover in general. Whether you're big or small, they do it all.
Man, like, no, I'm going to find her a man. There's got to be someone listening that's like, me.
Pork Chop just told me to play this. Let's see what this is.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
You sound fun, too. Oh, we got to make a love connection for her.
Please, find me a date this weekend. I need it. You know, I've been through it all, and I know what I want, and that's what I want.
Okay, when's the last time you found yourself a teeny weeny?
A teeny weeny peen?
Has it been a while?
It's been a while.
All right.
Okay. We got to work on this.
Yeah. Well, if we get any calls, Lydia, we'll certainly pass them along at 833-563-2539. We'll hook you up with that.
I feel like people are probably secretly sliding into the Joe and McKinsey DMs right now. Like, can I get that girl's number?
Yeah, whatever you do, just don't send us pictures of it.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
I don't want to see that.
That's so all right, funny.
Lydia, that was one of the more interesting, and I don't think it's as gross. I'll take that all day. Freak Show Fridays you've had in a while. I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right, girl, we'll see what we can do.
Thank you. All right, not that I want to talk all day about.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
But I just, Lydia was sounds great too. She sounds like an awesome person. Like, that's the kind of person I'd want to date that has a fun personality and
yes.
nice. Especially teeny weeny. I fall into that category. But I'm wondering at 833-563-2539. Even maybe other dudes, I want to ask Pork Chop, because you're bisexual right now, you have a boyfriend. Would you want a guy, like prefer, would you want one with like an average to large weenie, or would you want a teeny weenie? Like, do you have a preference?
Well endowed is good.
Okay, that's all I had to say. Yeah. Mackenzie, what about you?
I would say, I mean, most...
Like, you're single now. If there's guys out there with a...
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weenie.
I mean, I like the mystery of it.
You're a liar. Intern Chloe, if you had your choice, I don't know how many weenies you've seen. Would you want a regular one, a big one, or a teeny one?
I mean, normal's fine. I'm not too picky.
What if it was teeny weeny?
I wouldn't really care because you're dating the person, not their weenie.
The best conversation is what producer Porkchop, even before I worked here, we had this conversation. I was like, I don't know, Chops, I've only seen one. And he's like, I've seen like 40.
And that's why I've been single. All right, 833-563-2539. Ladies or dudes, if you're into weenies too, is anybody else like Lydia and you actually like that? Because correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe this is me being ignorant. I thought if you had a teeny weenie, that was a turnoff and a deal breaker. And this
really
is coming
matter.
From a guy that's got a teeny weenie.
Does it really matter? Because when someone is awesome and they're just like, they're swag, maybe it doesn't matter as much. But obviously, usually, not Lydia, she's not including this, but usually the goal is not teeny.
Okay, we'll talk to you next. Finally, you're honest. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
This morning, we're talking about...
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
Yep. You can join in the convo and let us know if that's an okay thing, because I always thought Lydia, who was on for Freak Show Friday, says she likes that. I thought that was kind of a turnoff. Unfortunately, it shouldn't be, but I'm just telling you, like, as a dude, that's my fear. I'm like, oh, God, I hope the girl, if I was single, doesn't leave me.
And earmuffs to the kiddos if you're listening or on your way to school. So just want a disclaimer there. But hey, and also, if you're a dude and you're like, oh, Lydia sounds hot and I am in this realm, we'll hook it up.
Yeah, if you got a teeny weenie, 833-563-2539, you could certainly join in the conversation. I just want people... today, Mackenzie, to be honest, because I'm not judging you saying you're a bad person. If you say no, teeny weeny, I'm out. I want to know the truth. And I feel like people lie about it. I'm not saying intern Chloe's lying, but like I finally got out of you, Mackenzie, what you prefer. You didn't say if you'd say absolutely not, but I feel like some people or majority of people, if they found a teeny weeny, they would be out. They would be like, I'm donezo. I'm leaving.
It just depends on the vibe, on the person. But like, you can overlook that.
You
if
can
everything
ignore
else
it.
Is like on point.
For the entire life, you get married and they got the teeny weeny. You're cool with that.
I mean, yes, I would be if I was like head over heels for this person.
They must have to be hella rich then, right?
You can get creative.
They'd have to be hella rich. You're not going to marry a poor guy with a teeny weenie. There's no way. Once again, I'm a poor guy with a teeny weenie. I know.
I was like, why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just, okay. Let's go to Brittany this morning, listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. Hey, Brittany, thank you for calling in. What do you think about the whole situation with the
itsy bitsy teeny weenie?
Actually, I don't think size is an issue. It's the motion of the ocean that counts.
There you go. It's what you do with it,
right?
I'm telling
you what, you can be really big and be trash.
Wow, see?
So are you, okay, do you have a preference, though, I guess, then? Do you kind of like Lydia for Freak Show Friday? Is that what you're looking for, or you don't care?
Like I said, it's really the motion of the ocean. You don't know unless you connect with a person whether or not it's going to be good or not.
You don't know unless you
take
the row.
Size.
You don't know unless you take the row. Look at this. We're getting all the sayings today. All right, well, hey, thank you, Cap'n. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to Houston this morning on the new 92.1 Radio Now and say hi to Brian. Hey, Brian, what do you want to say?
Hey, I would just like to say that I'm 5'7 with a 6.5, and I do overcompensate with everything else. I like to please my lady.
Wait, 6 is teeny?
I mean, yeah.
Don't forget the
I
half.
I feel like it is.
He said 6.5, Joe. 6.5.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm feeling insecure, Brian. This is terrible. I thought that was like good to big. All right. Well, this sucks. Hey, I'm glad to hear you do all that hard work. Real quick. Can we just, is Brian teeny weeny to you, Mackenzie?
I don't know what average is.
I'm asking you.
I'm a bad reference point.
Pork chop, real quick.
Pork chop would be a better reference point.
Brian in Houston said 6.5. Is he got a teeny weeny?
Not at all.
Okay, because I was like, God.
That's like average or like slightly above average.
Okay, good. Good. That our teeny weenie expert pork chop. Thank you. And thank you, Brian, for calling.
Who makes me the teeny weenie expert?
I'm just saying the weenie expert. You've seen him small. You've seen him large. You're in charge. Let's go to
I've only seen one small.
Just one?
Small.
What was small? Give me a number.
Oh, like, I don't know.
See, this is the average man is 3.5 inches.
There's no way. Really?
That's what it says.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I mean, no, just like every day. Not excited.
All right, let's go to Allie this morning in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. What do you want to say, Allie?
Hi. Well, personally, I like, you know, like a little above average, you know, not the 3.5. I didn't think that was average. But for most women, I know to make us, you know, the big O, you need the outer part of the lady part. You know, stimulated opposed to the V.
Okay, yes. So you're saying...
Thank you for keeping it PG.
We do appreciate that. I'm like, oh, but what is Allie saying?
Yes. Gosh. Again, earmuffs for the kiddos.
Yes, okay. There's your health class this morning.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know what? Very interesting this morning, to say the least.
Not
a conversation I was expecting.
To give you hope, some, I mean, ginormous men intimidate women, and they don't prefer that because it's just like too much.
Trust me, too much. I wish I had that hashtag problem. Bubba, I assume you don't have a teeny weenie, but maybe you do. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that the heat of the meat is not equivalent to the angle of the dangle, so therefore the motion of the ocean should not have anything on the angle.
Dang, I'm going with that one.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Joe and Mackenzie, and we have an announcement.
So, Lucy, my little girl, is listening, and my mom, who's amazing and is taking her to school, Kiki, I got a text from my little girl that says, Kiki said you guys are being naughty, so we had to switch over and listen to Christmas music for a few minutes. During the teeny weenie debate. So I want to give a shout out to Lulu. I hope she's an awesome day at school, Lucy, and my mom, Kiki. And now we're over that debate.
No, we were just talking about appetizers for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Like the little pigs in a blanket.
Maybe sausages.
Yeah, little cocktail
sausage.
Wieners.
Man.
I could eat a whole bag of teeny weenies.
Yeah. No more being naughty. Can you?
I mean, like, what's your favorite? I'm like, well, I like teeny weenies.
Sleepy teeny weenie.
Put some grape jelly in that thing. It's so good.
Love you, Lucy and Kiki.
No, you don't put ketchup with a teeny weenie.
Ew.
You've never had it the holidays where you do like the little smoked teeny weenies and you put them like in a crock pot and you let them like marinate with some grape jelly.
Oh, I have had those, yeah.
God, the best taste in teeny weenies I've ever had.
Delish.
Seriously, I could eat like 100 of them. Okay, well, we're talking this morning to you about a video that's gone viral, and it brings up an interesting question. When you're flying on an airplane, Who controls the window that goes up and down? Usually there's three seats. Let's say you got the aisle, middle, and then you've got the window seat. Who controls that? Well, this is what happened on a flight.
Zee-bitsy.
No, I'm just kidding. Here's what actually happened. That's the window going up and down, because one guy's putting it down, one guy's putting it up.
Like the shade, yeah.
Stop. Can I please show me?
Oh,
right?
No.
Please, can you shut it? I want this down.
I want this
closed. I want it closed.
Are you serious, man?
I really want it down.
It's too bright.
Sir, I'm asking you nicely.
Leave me alone.
That's where the video ends, so I don't know if there actually was an altercation or if they stopped, but 833-563-2539, when it comes to flying, who controls the window? Is it the person that's closest to it? I mean, you don't pay for a window seat, right?
Yeah, you do. Unless you do like Southwest, where it's just kind of a crapshoot, and you're an A, B, or you're
no,
C.
No, but you don't though, Mackenzie.
You like, do.
I've never actually flown Southwest for the flights I've been on.
I always fly Southwest.
Yeah,
nothing against them. Saying I have never been on that. I've heard that. It's kind of cool. But other things where you have assigned seats, you don't pay extra for an aisle compared to a window. You might pay extra for like first class or business class, but like general boarding passengers, when you have a seat, you can sometimes pick where you want to sit. It's not $10 more to have the window seat. There's
right.
No way there's a price difference.
No, that's true. I mean, but you could select your seat. So if someone selected a window seat, I would say, yes, you have control of the shade, open or close.
Oh, see, I totally disagree with you. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Billiam this morning. Billiam, what do you think?
I think the person who chooses the window seat and pays to sit there is in control of the window, because I chose the seat and I either have the ability to sleep in that seat or sit there and have the window open and look out at people like the little ants.
Okay, yeah. but let's say that you want it open, Billiam, and the way the sun's coming through, I am getting blinded by it. That's not cool.
Well, if you speak to me properly and politely, I might actually put the shade down. But if you come at me sideways, I don't have that.
Well, Billiam, it's a bright light.
I probably drinking about 7 Guinness before I got on the plane.
Yes!
All right, Billiam, I love you, man. Thank you for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie. Pork Chop, what about you, though? Do you agree with Mackenzie and Billiam that the person that's in the window seat has the control?
So, I do think so. I mean, I've flown quite a number of times, and I've never had an issue. I always love the window open because I just love to look out the window.
Me too.
But, I mean, if someone was sitting next to me and had an issue with it, I mean, come on, you guys know me. I would just put it down and be fine. And I think that's how everyone should be. Like, if someone has an issue with it, like it's hurting their eyes, then I can, you know, close the window fine.
It's just when you travel, and this is as I get old, I realize it's people, it's hard to deal with people. Like, and you pay the same amount. If you would get kicked by kids the whole time when you're sitting in your seat, you paid the same amount as someone that's just probably, if you're, you know, just in coach, as someone across from you that doesn't have to deal with that. You kind of just got to suck it up and deal with it.
That's why you kick the kids back. Teach them at a young age. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
I will say, though, I know it's so hoity-toity, but first class, if you've ever just experienced it once in your life, I know a lot of people don't want to shell out, but if you've experienced it, it is so divine. Or even I like to do the one between regular and first class.
I'll do like business just
because like
where I can get a little bit more leg room. I was on first class one time for about 30 minutes, and it was amazing.
Yeah, like I understand
it was a connection flight.
I never want to go back.
But yeah, no, I could see if I had the money, I would get first class every time I flew. Hey, thank you for the call this morning. We really appreciate it.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Is it ever okay for a man to punch a woman? 833-563-2539. The reason we bring up this conversation here is it's been going on for the past week or so with Charles Barkley. He's taking some heat after a female reporter, posted on Twitter that the NBA Hall of Famer told her, quote, "I don't hit women, but if I did, I'd hit you." This girl, Alexa McCammon, said Barkley made the remark after she asked, I guess, about some like political things, like who he supported or didn't do. So, and she wrote, just to FYI, Charles Barkley told me tonight, I don't hit women, but if I do, I'd hit you. And that, and then when I objected to that, he told me I couldn't take a joke. Is it ever okay for a man to punch a woman? I guess it was a joke. Now, I think he was joking. It was a bad joke. But that's not even the question about that.
Well, that is an idiotic thing to say. I mean, just in the climate of today, are you kidding me? If I don't hit women, but if I punch you, I mean, that's stupid.
But my question is this, though, because I know it's going to probably be pretty one-sided, but and I'm going to get heat for this. I was raised by women. But I think very, very small, limited, certain situations, like hardly ever, but I never have in my life. I think it is acceptable for a man to punch a woman if he needs to defend himself or do something where she's just going absolutely cray cray.
No,
you think it's
under
never okay? So a woman could be punching a dude, assaulted him,
walk away, or you can hold her hands down to restrain her. You do not ever lay hands on a woman.
What if she's stabbing me?
Walk away, pork chop. Just walk away. 833-563.
Never, ever would I condone. It was shocking and alarming to me when the whole Chris Brown Rihanna drama happened. I was actually at this radio station. The number of people, including women, that called up, what'd she do to deserve it? When he abused her and punched her? No.
But that's different, though, Mackenzie. That's not the same thing.
No, but I'm saying it's never acceptable. And it's not what did she do or say to deserve it.
Okay. Let's go to Misty. You're listening in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. What do you think, Misty?
I think that if a woman puts herself in a man's place, then she deserves to get treated like a man.
What do you think about
that? What do you mean by that?
I mean, if she balls up her fist and hits a man, then she should get hit back.
Why would you say that?
Look, I have 7 brothers, and if a woman hit one of them, then I would fully condone them hitting her back.
Here's the deal. Joe is significantly bigger than me. If I punch him, soccer punch him in the face, there is a dramatic different effect than if he full-blown punches me out.
But you assaulted me. You came after me.
But do you see what I'm saying? The sheer like muscle and body mass.
But I don't think your terrible choice is my fault to like hold back on that. If you're coming after me and hitting me and hitting me, I think I can end that threat.
I think it's all about how you were raised. A gentleman, a man should never lay hands on a woman, period.
Well, a woman should never hit a man.
I don't condone violence of any sort.
Does anybody else agree, like, with me? Like, Mackenzie, I think you have a very common view. Like, a lot of people agree with you. But I wonder if anybody else actually does.
So if Lindsay pissed off a dude and she punched him in the face, it's okay for him to punch your wife back in the face because she put herself in a man, she clenched her fist? It's okay for a dude to punch your wife right in the face?
No, I'd be really upset about it, but I could see where he's coming from.
What?
Chelsea, good morning. You're in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. What do you think?
I think that if you're going to hit a man, you should fully expect him to hit you back. Keep your hands to yourself.
This is so backwards. First of all, I don't think a woman should ever hit a man. I don't think anyone should be laying hands on anyone.
Of course.
But it is not an equal fair. It's not an equal playing field.
Chelsea, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe McKenzie. We'll go to Vanessa, also listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. Do you have kids, Vanessa?
Yeah, I do.
What do you teach your kids?
I tell them, if you're going to hit someone, expect to get hit back. If you're going to lay your hands on someone, expect to get hit back.
I'm shocked.
So if a female hits a man, she's going to get hit back. You better be ready to hands up.
So it's okay for boys to hit girls, is what you're teaching your kids.
Yeah, especially if a girl hits my son. Yeah, I expect my son to hit her back.
No,
that's how I was
taught. It is not okay, ever in any circumstance. This is why there's so much abuse and domestic violence. It is never okay, and it's how you're raised and what you instill in your kids. Never okay for a man to lay his hands on a woman. I have many friends that have been abused to almost the point of death. That's disgusting to me.
But I think, Mackenzie, those are two different things, though, in the situation that we're talking about.
No, it's the same thing. It's acceptable for a man to hit a woman. That's what people are saying. Boys can hit girls if she hits him first.
If a woman starts attacking a man, I'm talking like full-fledged attack.
Walk away. Detain her. Hold her hands down. It's never okay for a man to put... I will never say that.
Hey.
Ever.
Thank you for the call this morning, Vanessa. Let's go to Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. Chris, what do you want to say?
I agree with both you and Mackenzie. If a woman is hitting a man and he tries to walk away and she keeps chasing him and saying, hey, look, why, and keeps hitting him and abusing him, then the man has every right to defend himself. But I was raised in a good Southern home to respect everybody, man, woman, regardless. So I will try my best to walk away and de-escalate. But if the woman keeps attacking me and escalating it, I'm going to defend myself.
I'm not saying it's okay for a woman to abuse a man either. I'm not saying no one should lay hands on anyone. But I also do not think it's okay. Boys need to be taught it is not okay to hit a girl. It's not okay to hit a woman.
Chris, thank you for the call this morning. Let's go to line number one. We'll go to Houston and talk to Dee Dee, listening on 92.1 Radio Now. Dee Dee, what do you think?
Good morning, guys. I'm thinking that it's, I'm sorry I go with Joe, because if a woman is keep hitting a guy and keep hitting them, then to that point, then yeah, a guy should knock the hell out of her because she shouldn't be putting her hands on him in the first place. He's got feelings too. I'm sorry. Both of them got feelings. But a woman should have known her limits to the point to stop.
I'm sorry, if a 110-pound woman hits a man in the face, like a 220-muscular-pound man soccer punches that little woman in the face, it's different. No, he should walk away.
Yeah, but then...
It's not the same. Look at, like, athletes.
She needs to know that this is a 200-pound guy and not to hit him.
Wow. Okay.
I wouldn't even take that chance.
I just, this goes along, well, she deserved it. I just hate, that's not the case.
I just, 833-563-2539. Honestly, Mackenzie, I'm surprised.
It is sad to me. It is so sad that women in particular think that, well, then I deserved it. No, you didn't deserve it. A man should be a man and does not lay hands on a woman, period.
All right, if you agree with Mackenzie, listen, we'll make a spot on the phone lines for you. I would love to hear what you think about this. This conversation got started by Charles Barkley with a reporter saying, hey, I'm trying to talk like Charles Barkley. I don't hit a woman, but if I did, I'd hit you.
Look, I'm not saying a woman should not lay hands on a man either. Let me make that clear. There should not be physical abuse. Is a terrible, terrible epidemic. But I'm also saying in no circumstance should boys think it is okay to hit girls.
We'll take your calls next. This is Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. We are taking your calls at 833-563-2539. Charles Barkley told a female reporter, said, I don't hit women, but if I did, I'd hit you. I guess they had a little bit of a disagreement or spat, kind of kidding around, he says. But we obviously know that probably not the best thing to say. The question that we have is this. Is it ever, is there any circumstance where it's okay for a man to hit a woman?
And Joe, you just said you were shocked. Why did you just say you were shocked?
I honestly threw my opinion out there where I personally would never hit a woman. I'd feel bad if I had to, really. I'd push a woman down. I just know I'm a big dude. I'm almost 400 pounds. If I do connect with you, I'm going to break your face. I'm not saying I'm a tough guy. I'm just saying it's a fact. 300-400 pounds hitting you with that, it's not going to be good.
And here's what I'm saying. A man, and I say no, under no circumstance should a man ever lay hands on a woman. For that sheer fact alone, if I punch Joe in the face, I weigh 120 pounds, and then he punches me, it's not going to be the same effect. Do you get what I'm saying? First of all, I don't condone violence at all. I don't think a woman should abuse a man either. But I'm saying no, men should never lay hands on a woman. And I'm shocked that people are saying, yeah, it's fine. It's acceptable if she punches first.
Let's go to Cara this morning. Hey, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Is it ever okay to like punch a woman?
Absolutely. I agree with Joe because, Mackenzie, I feel like you're putting a lot of responsibility and a lot of pressure on men to not defend themselves. And I know you're not trying to, but it sounds like you're condoning females being able to put their hands on men.
No, did you hear what I just said?
I
do not condone violence.
Mackenzie, I'm in the military, and it's equal. Like, we're equal. And you're talking about a 400-pound man versus a 120-pound woman. The 120-pound woman should take the notion and the sheer concept that she's about to hit a 400-pound man. So if I see a 400-pound man, I'm 120 pounds, and I punch him in the face, you think that it's just okay? You should just walk away? I don't need to take responsibility for punching someone in the face, and I should just be able to, you know, have him walk away from me after I punch him.
First of all, thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Secondly, but should I teach my little girl that it's okay for a boy to hit her in the face if she throws a punch first? Should I teach her that's acceptable?
No, there are consequences for your actions, and you're making...
I didn't ask that. I told her about consequences. I said, should I tell and instill in my daughter that it's okay if a man lays hands on you and punches you in the face? Should I tell my daughter that's okay?
No, you should not. But you should teach her to take responsibility for her actions. So if she does hit someone, whether it be a man or a woman or anyone, she is putting herself in a place for the consequences. There are no passes for putting your hands on people.
Absolutely. And I agree with that. Hey. But I stick to my statement. I would tell her never is it ever acceptable.
Kara, thank you again for your service and for calling in this morning. Let's go to Ezekiel. We'll kind of wrap it up with this. But by the way, I can't believe this is a hot topic. Wow. I put it on our Facebook pages because we really want to hear what you think about this, and we value your opinion, whether it's on the phone or online. If you're an indie, it's Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Go give it a like because we put a lot of the topics up there for you to discuss. If you're in Houston, it's Radio Now Houston on Facebook.
And I'm so passionate about this because I have had friends that have almost died of domestic abuse, got into an argument with a man who was cheating on her, did a punch, like a slap punch to the face, got pounded, pummeled down by a man who should never lay hands on a woman. I don't think anyone should lay hands on anyone, but I'm passionate about because this is an epidemic and it's a lot of times it's behind closed doors.
Let's go to Ezekiel this morning. We'll wrap it up with you. What did you want to say?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
What's
morning.
Up?
Hey, so I was raised by my mother due to domestic violence by my father when I was a younger age. So I was just wanting to put in some insight on that. That when you would get raised by your mother, you learn how to respect a woman. You knew how to never put your hands on anybody. And you learn to have respect. I was also involved in a domestic, when I was in my marriage, where my ex-wife beat me with my own steel-toe boot because I was trying to leave the situation. Did not put any hands on her or anything like that, but it just goes to show, like, no matter what situation that you are in life, is that you always got to take it from the other side of somebody's point of view. Also, being in the military myself, I know self-control, I know all these things, but you can never say you know somebody else until you actually are in that situation.
Thank you for your service as well. So obviously we don't condone violence of any sort. I'm so sorry that happened to you, and a woman should not punch a man either. But what were you able to do when you were being attacked, like, rather than soccer punch her back in the face?
I was trying to say stop because I also have twin boys, which I also go to the A-team because, you know, they were there in that situation. I was like, stop. The kids are seeing this. Stop. And she hit me again, and then by that time, the steel-toe boot hit me in the side of my temple, and I was out for at least 15 minutes.
Wow.
And then I wake up, she is gone, and the kids are, like, looking over the top of me, and it was just one of those experiences. Well, I don't want to get emotional on the phone, but it's one of those experiences, like, this just really just happened to me, and I don't know what to do. And this was in 2017, and it took me almost 2 years to revamp myself, take a strong inventory. And now, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I'm the guy that spreads the peace, love, and positivity throughout the world, always smiling, always taking challenges, always telling people they need to stay blessed, because you never know what could happen in any type of situation.
I love that. Thank you so much. Again, I guess that message is just nobody, please just take a breath, and violence is never the answer either way.
Hey, thank you for the call, and that's a brave person to call in. That's why I love people. Like, you're our family. I hate to say listeners. Like, you're part of the show. I love that somebody has the courage to call in and share that.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you guys so much. Once again, this is on Facebook. In India, it's Radio Now 100.9. In Houston, it's Radio Now Houston. Hey, good morning. It's Joe McKenzie. Let's just take a second. Let's breathe. Real quick, everybody, whether you're on the phone lines, whether you are in your car at work, wherever you're at, just...
No, that's the great thing about this forum, and we're all family, and we all agree and disagree and have different viewpoints, and it's a really good thing.
All right, let's get fired up again.
Uh-oh, here we go.
If you didn't know this, you better listen up. Saying a popular saying right now, okay, boomer, kind of like as a derogatory thing or just, you know, like blowing somebody off, it actually could get you fired. This isn't a joke, and here's how. Because you actually might be creating a hostile work environment under the Age Discrimination and Employment Act, going way back to 1967 when the boomers were alive, but us millennials weren't. But we just were talking about this, and it brought up an interesting thing, though. If you haven't heard about it, it's kind of a joking thing now, but it's going kind of viral, where if you're a millennial and you just get tired of like baby boomers or older people, people like blaming stuff on you or saying things, it's like, you know, like your little catchphrase, like, okay, boomer. You know, like that's what the, like the playful way of saying that is. But for real though, you could get fired. So be careful. Don't do that. And there is no reverse. If a baby boomer, if there was one at your job and you are a millennial or whatever, they could make fun of you or say something about your age. And that's not discrimination for it, which I don't understand, but very interesting.
So technically baby boomers are between, they were born between 1946 and 1964.
Okay. Listen, I love everybody of age. I don't care if you're 6 or you're 60. That doesn't mean if you're a good person, if you're a hard worker, good at your job. For example, you could work at a job for 20 years and still suck at your job. You could work there for 2 years and be better than that person than for 20 years. So I don't think it's age. It's just people. And me personally, I'm 33. I'll be 34 coming up on December 10th. I expect a Christmas present from everyone and a birthday gift because I get gypped because they're together. I'm a Sagittarius. I get tired of hearing that millennials are lazy and they're bums and they stay at their at home. And technically, she's not here today, so I can throw her under the bus. Liv the Web Girl is technically a millennial. I would say we're a little bit different in some aspects of our things, of how we approach things. Like, I'm old school. Like, I'm really attached to my work, and I like, I'm like a person. She's more carefree, and it's cool. And then she gets negativity for that or some pushback where I'm like, well, I don't know. And it's just an interesting debate this morning. I wanted to hear from everyone at 833-563-2539. When boomers, for example, or older people say stuff about millennials being lazy or not doing stuff, are they right about that? Is there an inkling of truth, maybe, Mackenzie?
So I was born in the 80s, so I'm kind of, I guess, in the middle. I think the deal today is just with, like, social influencers, you know, with Kardashians, all those things. It seems, though, there is some random source of entitlement that perhaps wasn't existent before. So it's like sometimes these kids, they want to be like Kylie Jenner and have all the things, but they're not, like, doing the work for it.
All right, let's go to Jen this morning. Hey, Jen, you're on Joe McKenzie at 833-563-2539. What did you want to say?
Okay, I'm a millennial. I was born in the 90s, the early 90s. And I have a huge issue with this because I was raised to work and do what I have to do. If I want things, you have to work to get it. The boomers that say, oh, well, you're just a millennial, they're the problem with us. They're the parents that raised us. So if you're saying, oh, well, you don't know anything about finances, or, oh, you don't know anything about politics, is that not their fault? And also, I don't see how that is hate speech if I'm saying, okay, boomer, and they can say, well, you're just a millennial. That's the same thing. I should be able to go to my workplace and say, well, they're creating hate speech. It's the exact same thing.
Maybe,
that's a good point.
Maybe just to avoid the whole age thing, you'd be like, okay, boner, you can just say that.
I just think it's hard because there's so many young, like Chloe, she is the hardest worker. She's amazing. She's 21 years old. But there's, I mean, so I feel like, but there's also people we know that are pretty lazy. So it's like, you can't classify everyone all the same.
Let's go to Daniel this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think?
Man, I tell you, it's only an issue because everybody really says it is. You know,
okay.
There's educated and there's non-educated, and life experience comes from time spent on Earth, not other people's opinions or whether you can't judge somebody by what you think you know because you don't know what they've learned or what they've been through. We need to support millennials and raise them up because those are going to be the rulers of our world, like it or not. They're coming right behind us, and there's a time only goes one way, my friend.
I think you got a good point about that. You better be careful. Now, listen, I don't know if they have cell phones or if the jitterbugs are working or not, but hey, baby boomers, if you are listening right now, 833-563-2539. No, it's the rotary thing where you have to pull it down and let it go.
Stop.
No, but I would honestly, I'm kidding. I don't care about your age. But I would like, if you are technically a baby boomer and somehow listening to the show, how do you feel about this one? I think it'd be good to hear from you. Let's go to Ashley. Are you a millennial?
I'm a millennial that was born in the early 90s. And I agree that I think baby boomers act way more entitled than the millennial generation. There's so many times a day where I'm in line at the store or in traffic, and it's all about, like, they're cutting me off in line at the grocery store. Even I think of, like, my grandparents. I love you, Grandma, but they're always asking, you know, what can I do for them? What am I doing to work hard for them? And I would argue that, you know, maybe the millennials are actually, like, we're probably a little bit more of an educated generation. We've a lot more of our generation's going to college and you know, working hard for a living and has an entrepreneurial spirit. And I just don't like being classified into a group that says, you know, we're lazy or we're entitled, when I guess my personal experience has been I'm not the one acting entitled.
Hey, Ashley, thank you for the call, you lazy bum. No, I'm kidding. We appreciate it.
No, I agree. You can't classify everyone together.
Intern,
you know?
Chloe Money, I know you've been sitting on the sideline, but look how, like, she doesn't seem agitated that often, but you seem like you have something to say.
This topic really, like, gets to me. It really grinds my gears because there's so many of us that, like...
I love that you said.
Side note. I want to do a new segment, What Grinds My Gears, but go ahead with
but
you.
That's perhaps something a boomer might say as well.
Yes.
But, like... I understand this is all like generalizing an entire generation, which you shouldn't do, but it hurts me because I have so many people my age. I'm not a millennial, but I've seen millennials and like Gen Z, and we work so hard, and most of us have to have like 2 to 3 jobs to be able to get by. And it's just, you can't compare like each generation to each other, because I've seen like boomers and then those who come after them, what, like Gen X?
Yeah.
Some of them act like boomers as well. But, like, you can't come to me and say, oh, you just need to work harder. You're not working hard enough. Like, you're not putting in the effort. When I was a kid, like, I had one job and I was able to get through college. And it's just not the same. You can't compare that because, like, costs of everything have increased so much that I have to have 3 part-time jobs just to maybe possibly pay off part of my loans. And I have to have loans because my scholarships and the money I put into college doesn't pay for the college I'm getting to get a good job to be able to have the like white picket fence life that these boomers have had.
Right.
It's just not the same and it's not comparable. And like millennials and Gen Z, we're not lazy. Most of us aren't. You're just seeing like all of this, you're just seeing the top layer of bad people. You see that for every generation.
Well, you anything you don't like,
it.
Chloe, I think you bring up so many good points. You always point out the one bad egg. It's
yeah.
like, well,
yeah.
don't let it spoil the bunch. Hey, I want to get to some more calls. I just think this is an interesting conversation.
It is. And Joe, you had an interesting point we'll get to about, you know, when but this you know, millennials don't recognize sometimes is that when you see people doing well, it's because they've worked their butt off. And like, we've had people, oh, you don't want to work Christmas Eve. And Joe was like, I worked every Christmas Eve. I worked every Christmas Day and New Year's because I put in my time. So now I get to have it off. And they think they should have equal when they haven't paid their dues.
Brant, Paul, Rachel, don't go anywhere. I'm going to talk to you in less than 3 minutes. We are Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and the conversation we're having is, well, first of all, it is a warning. This is serious, not a joke. If you don't know, there's kind of a saying going around because millennials are fed up with people that are older than them saying that they're lazy and they do nothing. So it's kind of like a... I don't know, like as a joke or kind of setting, they're like, okay, boomer, when they say something. Don't say that at work, because according to the 1969 like Age Discrimination Act, if you had a boomer like that in a certain age range and you said that, if they wanted to, they could go to HR and you could lose your job. So all kidding aside, something you might want to be aware of, but it brought up just an interesting conversation here. And we wanted to know is, because there's always, and maybe it's always been I can't say the word.
Generalized?
Generational?
Generational. There we go. I'm not going with my G's except for Kenny G. No, that there's, I don't know if it's every time where like one generation says something about another generation, that's just how it goes. Or is it just this thing with baby boomers and millennials? Because I always hear people talking crap about millennials and saying they're lazy and they don't do things. And one thing about working in radio, trust me, our job's easy. Even the stuff I'm about to tell you, it's not that big of a deal. I don't think we're saints or the hardest working people. I love what we do though. And that is that I remember getting my break in radio, having to work Thanksgiving, like Eve and like Thanksgiving Day. I had to work that just to get into radio part-time, making $8 an hour. Then I remember even when I was full-time, I remember I still had to work Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Because you want your shot. And there's other lines of work, not just in radio or TV, where I'm sure that's the way. But I'll tell you what, when we have interns or people that are shadowing, learning to get into the program, kind of like intern Chloe is an intern. I don't feel like she'd do that, but like, I have to work Christmas Eve? or like whatever the event might be.
We have workers here that are actually full-time workers that are like insulted. It's just sometimes there seems to be with the new generation, just I feel like it has a lot to do with social media and Instagram and stuff. People, there is a sense of entitlement. And like I have a close friend who owns a fabulous boutique, and she hires like young girls to like be on the floor and stuff. And she's like, they don't even write a 2 weeks notice anymore. There's no respect. They just quit. Like they just stop coming to work. And she's like uber frustrated, and she doesn't know why this is like a thing now.
Okay, and I'm not saying that doesn't happen. I'm just saying I don't think it's fair to do a broad brush on everybody.
And they're such hardworking young people. So I don't think you can put everyone in one category.
Okay, let's go. And I want to get to this call first. We have a bunch of them lined up. I want to go to Mary Jo. Hey, Mary Jo, thank you for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie. Are you a millennial?
I am a baby boomer. I was born in 1956.
Okay, I'm so glad you joined in the conversation.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on what we've been saying? What do you think?
I think my kids are millennials, and they work hard. And I think millennials, I know when I went to college and I got my master's degree, it was a lot less expensive than it is now. And my kids have incurred some college debt, but they have to work hard to deal with that debt, and they're hard workers. And I think you can't put a label on any generation. And it's funny, I remember the older baby boomers from my generation were the hippies.
Yeah.
Were the ones that went to college and then sat and protested the Vietnam War. And I used to hear all the time how lazy my generation was from my parents, and not necessarily my parents, but people from my parents' generation, that we were lazy and we didn't know what it was to be in the Depression or in the war.
Yeah.
So I think it happens in every generation where you find it, they put labels, and we can't do that. And as far as cutting people in line in grocery stores, I think it's just, people with bad manners in any generation, right?
Right.
No, for sure.
That's a good point.
Mary Jo, I want you to call in again, okay? It's so nice to have you on the show. We appreciate you. That was awesome. And by the way, too, if you guys are wondering, like, well, it took her so long to call in. Well, I mean,
Joe!
Dial us up. It's 833-563-2539.
Stop.
So, I mean, that took a while. So, no, I'm just kidding. I do love you. I just want to have a little fun. Let's go to Veronica. What do you want to say?
Hi, I'm a millennial, and I actually agree a lot with Mary Jo. But I have younger siblings. They're like 18 and 19, and we were raised differently by the same father. He didn't have as much when he raised me, and he has a lot more raising them. They have a lot more entitlement than I do. I've had to pay for my own braces. They just got braces. I had to start working at 16. They did it. So there are differences between us, but at the same time, I feel like it's just that our parents started doing better and giving us better. So we see each other differently, but it also goes back to just people having manners, Like, I know to get up if an elderly person walks into my job, and I've seen kids just sit down and look at the elderly person like they're crazy, so...
And no, you know what? And that's a great point, Veronica. And not to blame everybody. I think that's something you learn, though, too. Like, I was raised by women. I super serve women. But also, too, like, I know, get yourself up for a seat for a woman or an older person. You just offer it.
Yeah.
So I think you brought up some good points there. And it is true. I think parents just want to provide for their kids the best they can, give them better than they had. And sometimes that can make them softer because they want them to have it better because they had it so bad. Let's go to Paul this morning in Indy. Hey, Paul, what do you want to say?
Yeah, Joe, I would just want to say that I don't consider myself a millennial. I consider myself a zennial. I was the first millennial born. I was born in that awkward period between 82 and the early part of 99, 2000.
Yes.
And our generation is stuck in between all that.
Right.
We actually work hard. We actually show up for work. We were the first to actually be out there. You know, we were raised by baby boomer parents. I know my parents were in the late 40s, 50s when they had me, so... a lot of them pretty much have gone on now, but we were the first millennial generation, and I don't think we should be really grouped in with the regular millennials of today. I go to work all the time, and most of the people that are a lot younger than me, between 18 and 20 and 25, all of them are the ones that feel that they're entitled to make the same amount of pay that we make in the workforce, and also think that they don't have to work the holidays like all of us have had to do all these years. We fought for a lot of that stuff, and
that's what I'm talking. I'm an 80s baby, and I feel like the same. We got instilled the old school mentality, and it is. We deal with it all the time. Like, well, they want to be even Steven, but it's like, well, you got to put it in. That's what. That's then you get.
That's
the benefits.
What she said. Oh. That's what the boss said that got fired. Last one with Rachel this morning in Indy. What did you want to say, Rachel, real quick?
I just want to say on the respect thing, I've been in a lot of customer service jobs. The baby boomers, in terms of like tipping at a restaurant, they don't tip. Like, they don't care that you just busted your butt for them. But the funny thing is I also work at a strip club, and they're the most respectful, highest tipping age group. And then the millennials in the strip club are like so disrespectful. They just come there, they get drunk, they shove like $1 bills at you, and they like are handsy. And so I don't know what the disconnect is, but depending on your realm of where you work, you get a different side of it.
Isn't that interesting? Because they're like, I gotta go to my job and my other job. But then when people are in the service industry, they're not tipping other people that are busting their butt just like them.
Wow. You know what I think it is, though, too, with especially you're bringing up the strip club thing. I think that millennials have no problem with, you know, getting things done. But if like a baby boomer's there and you walk by and all of a sudden... I mean, like, I'd tip you too. Like, it works. Thank you. No, Rachel, for real, thank you. We appreciate you calling. We appreciate all the calls. That was a really good conversation.
It was. I enjoyed it.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Pork chop is going to go last, but we're about to have a gobble off, and we want to hear your best turkey gobble. Come on. It's your chance to strut your stuff. 833-563-2539. Very impressive, Mackenzie. Very impressive.
Thank you. I've been practicing all night.
Okay. Well, Pork Chop, I want you to hang on because I do want to hear yours. But intern Chloe Money, I wanted to kick things off with you, and I wanted to hear your turkey gobble.
Oh, gosh.
What?
Wait a minute. Wait. Does intern Chloe know what a turkey is? Because do they have Thanksgiving in England?
No, they don't, but I do
know. Of course she knows what a turkey is.
Everybody knows what a turkey is, even if you're not in America or from America.
Oh, I thought that was just like a Thanksgiving thing.
Here we go, Chloe. Now you know.
That was my recording from last night.
Oh, yes. On her phone. So, intern Chloe Money, can we hear your turkey gobble for the gobble off? I couldn't hear that. Try it again. Wow.
That's like a dainty turkey.
Yes, 833-563-2539. Speaking of dainty turkeys, Mackenzie, you're my favorite butterball.
Thank you,
because you got the curves in all the right places.
This is getting more and more awkward.
Sorry. Can you just gobble for me?
Yeah, it's still awkward. Give me one. Give me my inspo from last night.
Oh, last night sent the thing that you sent?
I can't gobble. I'm not a good gobbler.
Same.
Joe, lay it on us.
Hold on. I want to hear yours one more time.
Mine is a special turkey.
It's like somebody is kidnapping the turkey, so they put like a rag over their face.
Give us yours.
Okay.
Show us how it's done.
Okay, then we're gonna get to your phone calls at 833-563-2539 because we want to hear what you got for the turkey gobble. Mine goes...
So it's like a Muppet almost.
Kind of.
You know who nails it is Chops.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear. Pork Chop, can we hear your turkey gobble?
Hold on, that's me warming up.
This is going to be so good. Get ready.
Oh, that was bad. Hold on.
That was terrible.
He's warming up.
Hold on, it's warming up.
Whoa, that is not a turkey
gobble.
He's like
gobble. Motorboating someone over here.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I don't know what happened. He had an amazing turkey gobble yesterday.
That was the best of all of us.
Okay. I can't do it.
Well, let's go to Diane this morning. Hey, Diane, you're on Joe McKenzie. I don't know if you're impressed or not or intimidated, but can we hear your turkey gobble today? Okay,
I feel like that was awesome.
I feel like we were at church and the turkey was speaking in tongues.
Can we hear the real one again?
Yeah, here's a real turk.
Whoa! Ooh. That was Chops. That was good. It's harder than you think.
No.
Oh.
Sorry, turkeys. Joe McKenzie here on 90s Radio Now 100.9. Liv's already got an early start to her weekend. She had the day off, but I was wondering what's going on with you, Mackenzie.
Oh, I'm going to Florida this weekend. Do you guys want me to bring you back seashells?
Do you like have like a court you have to go to? You're always in Florida all the time. Like you have a double life.
I do some work down there. So yeah. So I don't just do radio. I do television. I do all kinds of spokesmodel work. So I love it because it's supposed to snow on Saturday and be really cold. And I'm not a cold weather girl. So I'm going where it's 80 and sunny. What about you guys?
Pork chop's a cold weather girl. What do you got going on, girl?
I am off tonight. But I'll be working at the steakhouse Saturday night and Sunday night. And then I'm excited. I'm off all next week from the morning show. Woo woo, vacation.
Yeah, you all are leaving me and Chloe money. It's just going to be the two of us holding it. Damn.
But, hey, I'm working a double at the steakhouse on Thanksgiving Day.
Do you think you'll make mad tips? Like on the holidays, do you bank?
Hopefully. Please. Yes. Please, Jesus.
All right, today I am about to book it out of here. This is me telling my boss I'm leaving early.
It's moving day.
It is moving day. I got to be in two places at once to have the cable installed at our new house that we just bought, first time homeowners. And then I got to be there also at the same time at our house we're renting to get all of our boxes boxed up. There's a few things still left. So wish me luck.
This weekend you should get Lindsay pregnant in your new house.
Okay. I'll tell her that. Hey, none of that's possible unless we actually get out of here and make room for Jules. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl on Vacation, intern Chloe Money, producer Pork Chop, and Lenny Brie, our technical producer, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.